Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
We are joined by Beth Braden, a researcher for the True Sunlight podcast and Luna Shark Media. Beth has been a friend of the show for a long time, has been on Bless Their Hearts as well as True Crime Cast. And Beth, we had to call in the bullpen this time because you're the expert on this.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here.
Beth, you've been in the reporting business for a long, long time, going back to your days at the La Follette Press newspaper. And yeah, it's been really awesome to hear some of your stories over the years. So thank you so much for joining us on this case.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for listening, because wow, do I have a lot of stories.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, at some point, we need to do a True Crime to Go to talk about a crime, quote unquote, that's happening in the Campbell County area where the La Follette Press originated. There's they got a county-wide settlement for the opioid settlement money, you know, mm-hmm. that the federal government gave for the opioid lawsuits or whatever. And Campbell County is voting to use that money to buy a Jumbotron for their football team. Again, no. This money is in efforts to support the opioid crisis. And they've spun it that they could play, like, don't do drug videos on the Jumbotron at football games. So
I don't understand. What's the problem here?
Oh, gosh.
That sounds like
Campbell County, doesn't it?
Yes, it sounds like me trying to convince the IRS that I had to go to Florida to work because it made me more productive to be at the beach, and that's why I wrote it off when I did my taxes.
Actually, I think that is a legitimate write-off.
I was going to say, like, you've done that. Is this? I can't tell if you're being hyperbolic.
That is why Trump owns property in Mar-a-Lago. So.
You know, my tax guy said that if I couldn't say it to an IRS agent with a straight face, that I can't claim it as an exemption, and I kind of take it as a challenge.
You need to get a new IRA guy, or IRA.
IRA?
A new, what are taxes
IRS.
Called?
IRS. IRA is the Irish mafia.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't pay taxes. I'm a sovereign citizen. Okay, sorry, I'll get off my tangent. So, Micah Miller. She was 30 years old. She died by suicide on April 27th, 2024. Mm-hmm. Were you about to say something?
I was going to say it was ruled a suicide.
Yes.
So, which is an important part of the story, even though, and we'll get there. I think most people have come around to that being probable, but at the time it was very speculative, and even now we're digging into why and those kinds of things. Yeah.
She actually died at the Lumber River State Park?
Lumber River State Park in Lumberton, North Carolina.
She was married, but I guess estranged from her husband, who was Pastor John Paul Miller. Now, he has not been charged in connection with her suicide. But like Jamie said, there's been a lot of speculation about how much or how little involvement he actually had.
And some charges have come up that are obviously connected with cyber stalking and lying to investigators around this. And I know in most of your reporting, you all refer to her by her maiden name, Micah Francis. Can you talk a little bit about why?
Yeah, so it is our understanding, based on court documents, that she wanted her maiden name back. So we wanted to give her name back and try to, like, take some of that Miller stench off of her, because Miller seemed to be such an important thing to JP and to his father.
So where were they as far as their relationship? Had they filed for divorce? Like, were they actually divorced? Where were things, and what was going on in their marriage that they were estranged?
So they had had some on again and off again kind of problems. There had been a divorce filing in 2023 that had been dropped, and then she had filed for divorce in 2023, and then in early 2024, JP countersued for divorce. Then that got dropped. 2 days before she died, she sued JP for divorce, and he had been served with those papers.
Okay. So at the time of her suicide, They've been estranged for a while, but there had been some very recent activity in the case.
Yes.
Okay.
And he is, I still think, a pastor at Solid Rock Church, and there have been so many controversies around his church. He's an authority figure, and he had kind of a history of accusations even before all this happened. I guess let's go back to that, of John Paul Miller's backstory and how he got to Micah and what his deal was during all of this, because he has a huge personality. He speaks as if he has authority to speak on things. Yes. And I think a lot of people at this point cringe at it, but he had a big following.
And this church is in Myrtle Beach. It's a rather large church. I don't know. Would you say it's a mega church?
So I think that.
I don't know what the threshold is between regular church, mega church.
Right. Like, does it have to do with the fog machines? Like, once you introduce the fog machine, have you become a mega church?
Yep. That is step one. Yep.
Well, he did that on day one, so I'm just kidding. I don't know that.
So, J.P. Miller is the son of Reginald Wayne Miller, who was once a rising star in the charismatic, evangelical, televangelist thing of the 70s and 80s. So, J.P. was born to a guy who was very interested in being basically... like Tammy Faye and Jim.
Okay.
Like, that's kind of like what Wayne Miller was into. But Wayne Miller had his own scandals. And JP kind of inherited Wayne's church in roughly 2006. And what had happened there was Wayne had been arrested after propositioning a police officer for sex in a Myrtle Beach bathhouse, like at the state park or whatever. So Wayne is now disgraced. JP kind of becomes the pastor of the church, and it becomes Solid Rock at Market Common Church. So at that point, JP has his first wife. I don't remember how many kids they had at that point, but ultimately he goes on to have four kids with his first wife. At some point around, I would like to say 2015, Micah's family comes to Myrtle Beach and they begin attending that church. Micah was babysitting for JP and his wife, would keep an eye on their four kids. At the same time, Micah was also married to her first husband, who she married very young, around 18. JP was actually the minister who married them.
Okay.
And so Micah's married, JP is married. They begin having an affair. JP and his first wife end up divorced. Micah and her first husband end up divorced. And in 2017, Micah and JP get married.
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.